United States Gov seeks to garnish accounts of Hunter's pal after failing to pay $43,954,416. By Wendell Hasebo on April 6, 2023. The United States government is seeking to garnish funds from Devin Archer's accounts after he failed to pay $43,954,416.75 upon being convicted of fraud in 2022. Archer, who is a Biden family business associate and Hunter's best friend in business, remains in legal trouble for failing to pay a $43,954,416.75 judgment to the victims he deceived. In February 2022, the convicted fraudster was sentenced to a year and a day in prison for defrauding a Native American tribal entity. Prior to his arrest, Archer served in 2014 with Hunter Biden on the board of Burisma, a Ukraine-based energy company. Archer was photographed in 2014 playing golf with then-Vice President Joe Biden in Southampton, New York. In 2016, Archer resigned from Burisma's board after his arrest. According to court documents filed Wednesday, the United States is applying to the Southern District of New York to grant a writ of garnishment. If the court grants the writ of garnishment, the garnishees will have to withhold the existing funds in Archer's accounts. Until the case is resolved, the funds in Archer's accounts are frozen. Archer will have the opportunity to defend himself before the case is decided before the court. That hearing is scheduled for May 9 at the Thurgood Marshall United States Courthouse in Manhattan, according to the court's calendar. As of April 5, 2023, Archer has paid nothing toward the judgment and the outstanding restitution balance is $43,954,416.75. More than 30 days has elapsed since demand for payment of the debt was made. Yet the balance has not been paid, the application for garnishment reads. Archer has neither sought nor obtained a stay of the restitution owed to the victims of his crimes. The documents also indicate the United States believes Archer is in possession of the funds in brokerage accounts and life insurance, among other entities. The government believes the garnishees to be in possession, custody, or control of substantial non-exempt property belonging to or to Archer, including but not limited to non-exempt retirement funds, brokerage accounts, and life insurance, it reads. To enforce the judgment, the government requests that writs of garnishment be issued for service upon the garnishees. Archer Court Doc by Breitbart News on Scribd. Archer has been by Hunter's side for decades. They attended Yale together in the late 1990s. Archer went on to become the vice chairman of finance for John Kerry's failed 2004 presidential campaign, where he connected with his college classmate Chris Hines, Kerry's stepson and another Biden family business partner. Archer was an intricate member of the Biden family business. Some of his largest deals were conducted with Bohai Harvest, an entity controlled by Chinese state-owned interests. In 2019, Hunter told Archer he was a part of the Biden family and the price of power was being persecuted. Every great family is persecuted, prosecuted in the U.S. You are part of a great family, not a sideshow, not deserted by them even in your darkest moments, he said. That's the way Bidens are different and you are a Biden. It's the price of power. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.